Kenyans in online platforms, especially Facebook and other social media sites, welcomed her resignation, saying that it was timely and a matter that she ought to have done, not even now, or she ought to have done that in the past. Remember, the ambassador has been facing a lot of backlash, or I'll call it criticism, from a section of Kenyans who feel that she has been cozying up, or she has been friendly to President William Ruto's administration, that has been accused of abetting a lot of ills to Kenyans, especially torture, abductions and disappearance of Kenyans who are criticizing its government.
I'm reading the statement she put out where she highlights some of her achievements, including various trade, health and security deals that she says Kenya signed with the United States, such as the elevation of Kenya as its first major non-NATO ally in sub-Saharan Africa. Are Kenyans taking note of her achievements also?
Yes, thank you very much. I've said that it has received mixed reactions. Remember that looking at all the ambassadors who have represented the United States of America to Kenya, it could be said historically that she's one of the first ambassadors to have done a lot of immense work for Kenya as a country, because the short period she has been ambassador, she has done much. We've seen a lot of serious trade agreements Kenya has made with the U.S. because of her. But remember also, she made it possible for Kenyan President William Ruto to be hosted recently at the White House, where Kenya signed a lot of agreements, including military agreements. Also that she has been lobbying for American investors to come and invest in Kenya as a country. She has been hosted by several governors in Kenya, especially governors who are seeking to have investors from America invest in their counties or in their regional bloc. I would say that she has left a very rich legacy that is likely to be missed. She has been hailed by a section of Kenyans as an ambassador whose contribution is going to be missed because of her contribution, her focus, and her determination to see Kenya change into a better country in coming years.
Could it be that this resignation is in anticipation of the political shift in Washington?
Definitely, that's true. We know that ambassadorial appointments are usually political appointments in whichever country you want to place your focus on. So it is thought that her resignation has something to do with the change in leadership in Washington, but also the relationship that countries like Kenya will be having moving forward with the U.S. now that President Donald Trump has been elected.